dear listener, we're back. And you might have noticed that I'm talking to you in English, and that has to do with the nature of today's program. We have yet another international guest, for those of you who caught our French woman broadcast. This man is not a woman, obviously, and he's not French either. but we'll get him in shortly. My name is Thorstein Bø. I'll be your head of programming.
That is awkward. No, you're not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not head of programming.
No,
I'm just leading the program.
Yeah, that's what you are.
That's not the correct title at all.
It's not.
But yeah, with me, at least, not as always, but in these two last broadcasts, is Sigrid Gausen. Nice to have you on.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite good. Bit hungry.
Yeah.
I'm just snacking on my chips here, so it's all good.
Yeah, and that affectation, you're going to keep that through the entire broadcast?
My what?
My what? Yeah, I've been quite all right.
This is actually how I talk.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I lived in England for a while, so that's just what you have to live with.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to having to deal with that for an hour straight.
Good luck to you.
No, you sound amazing, Sigrid. Joshing with you.
Thank you. But you
can reveal the theme for this week's podcast.
Yeah, Mürke.
Mürke.
Damn.
Yeah, Mureica, or the United States, colloquially known.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to get...
It's very in these days, I feel.
America?
Yeah, it's just...
In general.
Yeah, in general. Yeah, it's just so in, like, really trendy.
Yeah.
Super trendy these days.
We'll get the guest as promised, but first I guess we can define the whole shebang, I guess.
En definisjon kan være
av mange ulike typer.
En deskriptiv definisjon en påstand om at et ord
eller uttrykk
faktisk
brukes synonymt
med et annet ord eller uttrykk. Store norske leksikon.
Disse definisjonene dine alltid helt forferdelig ubrukelige.
As that jingle just said in Norwegian, as I for some reason choose to pronounce it, we're going to define stuff. Now, before we do, we'll of course be defining it through the good old large Norwegian encyclopedia.
Ugh, good old.
Good old.
An old favorite.
An old favorite. We could try to do it a bit more, you know, impolitely. What am I saying? Informally.
Informal.
Sigrid, what is America to you?
America is, okay, so this is, I've always thought that it's so weird that America is one country because it's just so big. Like, I can't even think how big it is.
I can't even.
No, I can't even.
That's the national slogan.
Exactly.
Yeah, I believe.
But for me, obviously, the sort of hotspot for good, like, food, donuts. I'm a big fan of donuts.
Yeah.
So I feel like that... I would love to go to America to eat because I feel like they have a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
But in, okay, so coming back to the definition.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I was just thinking about food for a while. I just came into my own zone there. America is a big country of, it's just a mash of people who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do it. But they're like sometimes failing and then sometimes they're not.
Yeah,
it's a great definition, don't you think? Like really broad. I think you know. Work.
Well, I have a friend who studies in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Oh my god!
Known for sheep and nuclear silos, as far as I've understood. Well, basically, his definition of the American is that they are people with the best intentions, but the worst ways of doing stuff.
That is so good. That is a really good definition.
Yeah, our in-house American is laughing at me. Now, you might think it's weird, dear listener, that he's not talking right now. But we use these two things as kind of a decompression chamber.
Yeah.
So as to alleviate any nervousness in our guests and show them really how...
I'm really enjoying it.
Hey,
shut up. You can't talk right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hush,
he's breaking the rules.
Yeah.
See, this is another thing about America.
Goddamn rebel.
Oh, they're terrible, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's breaking the rules.
We're basically showing the guests how horribly low the bar is set.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Love setting the bar low.
You went into the trap that I also went to in forgetting that it's supposed to be fun and just giving, like, a good definition of what America is. As far as... I define Americans, I'd say...
No, you said America to me and then you are going to define Americans.
Well,
that's
who lives in America then, Sigrid?
Because if, okay, so if I look at like a typical American, he or she is fat, right? Like overweight.
Yeah.
And then like got a really bad hair dye, like the sort of blonde, but not, you know? And quite specific, I must say. And then they have like a t-shirt that's from... another state in America. So it's like Dakota,
like Oregon.
I wonder, what was that? Oregon. Anyways, Aragon. And then all like the I love New York. Actually, an American would wear that. You know, compared to like a Norwegian who would never wear a, like I love Oslo shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll get your chance, Gabriel. But I guess we should go for the actual definition.
Yeah, go for it.
America's United States, a republic of states... that
are you like live about translating now?
Yeah,
live
translating.
So impressive.
Oh, is it? What?
Yeah. Go on.
It consists of nearly the half North American continent. The American, well, United States of America stretches over the entire continent from the Atlantic in the east to the Pacific in the west, with borders in the north to Mexico, to Canada in the north and Mexico in the south. This is a bit dry.
Did you say Boris in the north?
Borders.
Oh, so Boris. I was like, who's Boris?
This Boris is... Johnson, yeah. He's God, chilling out in Montana.
He's oh, bless. Weren't you told that you look like Boris Johnson once?
Yeah.
We're not going to go into that. Okay, yeah, next.
Yeah, on exchange in Vienna.
Moving on.
I was...
Okay, we're not moving on. Okay,
I was described three times as looking as Boris Johnson, and it struck me as a shitty thing to say to another human being.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so we
thing.
Came nowhere in defining America.
No, it's, that's the thing. Okay, this is the thing with America. It's undefinable.
Undefinable. Yeah, we'll get in our guest in a moment. But first, we'll have Emil the Duke with the song Happy Birthday, or Gratulerer med dagen.
Gratulerer med dagen.
We're back. And
it's not your birthday.
No, it's not my birthday.
Get that out
of
the way.
Yes, it's not my birthday.
Thank you. I don't know. I feel like people sometimes like try to hint about that, and it's really annoying because like you actually just have to say it.
Regardless,
everyone is not going on Facebook every day.
Regardless.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. We try to define Americans. I've never got with the definition, so I'll just bring one now. They're abashedly ignorant.
Sorry, what now?
Which is kind of a paradox, but. We'll see if our elected representative to ambassador to the student radio in Bergen, Gabriel.
Yes.
Good to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I guess we could just start with the questionnaire. We have a questionnaire that we give all our guests. It's a bit silly, but I guess it's an attempt to have some sort of red thread in our programs.
Really bad one.
Yeah, it's a really bad one. Yeah. Anyways, name?
Gabriel.
Hi, Gabe.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, I call you
Big
Gabe.
Big mystery, yeah. Oh, well, you know, Gabriel's an old family name, but my family calls me Gib. And that's
Gib?
Gib. Yeah,
that's Gib? I feel like that, wow,
yeah.
Gib.
Yeah, like, it's like, you know, James, my dad's name is James, so James turns into Jim, so why can't Gabriel turn into Gib?
Gib.
Yeah. Isn't that like you're a bit of a Gib? Like,
No, I put my foot down when I was younger, and so, you know, nobody else calls me Gib, but that's
I call you Gabe. Am I the only one?
No, Gabe is, everybody else.
Okay. I think we should start.
Hi, my name is Gabriel. Gib. My friends call me Gabe. You can call me Gabriel Thorstein.
Can I call you Gib?
No, you can call me Gib.
Can I call you Gib?
You're not my family.
Fuck.
Well, that's okay.
Well, anyway.
We could be family.
That is such a privilege.
Yeah.
That they can call you that.
Gender?
Gabriel.
Male. An angel.
Yes.
No, as in,
I'm an angel. Yes,
getting yelled at earlier really broke the tension, didn't it? Yeah.
Well, the thing is, this doesn't work as well in English, because I'm going to ask you for gender and sex, one of them being social and the other one being biological. So, yeah, gender. Are you a boy or a man?
Man, I think I'll go with.
Okay,
hopefully. Yeah. I mean, that's up for other people to determine, I guess.
How old are you?
20.
Don't mind me asking. 20, Jesus Christ, people are young.
A youngster. Yeah. Bless.
Young, delicious boy. Or man, I guess.
Well, you know.
And sex?
Male.
Okay. And also a nice addendum to the questionnaire. What's your mental age?
Well, since 15, I was told that I was, quote, a 40-year-old white man as my spirit animal. And so that's what I'll go with to answer that question.
40-year-old white man, yeah, cis man.
Great.
Lots of fun.
40, yeah, because we usually get like either, it mixes between 11, 16, or 60.
But here it's just
there's no like leeway
white,
either.
White man pushing 50.
Yeah, but 40. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
well, you know, it was after somebody asked me what I was listening to, and I revealed that I was listening to Peter Gabriel, if you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so he just looked at me and said, "I'm becoming more and more convinced that your spirit animal is a 40-year-old white man."
Yeah, because like Peter Gabriel and Led Zeppelin made music in the same era, but you don't get called a 40-year-old man if you listen to Zeppelin. I can imagine it. Well, it did happen when you said Peter Gabriel. Yeah. But anyways, you're American.
Yes.
How is that sitting with you right now?
You know, it's I'm all right with it. You know, it's something that I've had to come to terms with. It's not going to change anytime soon. You know.
Yeah, because
one of those things.
Yeah, just well.
Yeah, because I feel on top of what I just said, being an American must be living in a continuous existential nightmare. Is that the general?
Was it crisis? I feel like he's a 40-year-old man, so it's more like a crisis. Yeah, it's not a nightmare.
It's a daily crisis, though.
Exactly.
It's not midlife. It's just you wake up in the morning, you realize I'm American, tomorrow I'm going to be American, and I'm going to be American when I die. Wow.
What a life.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So what is America to you?
Well, you know, aside from the eloquent description Sigurd gave earlier.
can I say?
You know, I think the first thing that I would say is home, but a really big home, you know?
Yeah.
And one that has that crazy uncle that you only want to see once a year, right?
That's funny. Yeah. Can I just ask, like, is the whole of America, do you feel like that is your home? Or is it your state that's your home?
I guess my state, but at the same time, all of America, because I don't really identify as the typical Missourian. If you know where Missouri is, congratulations.
Hoosier, is that it?
Hmm?
A Hoosier?
No.
A what now?
Oh, am I mixing states?
You're mixing states.
Right? Oh, who are Hoosiers?
Alabama, I think.
Oh.
But I could be wrong. I'm American, but America is big. I don't know everything about America.
So big, isn't it? Like, it's huge. Like, we can't even imagine how huge it is.
I can't even.
Yeah. No, I love it when people say, "Oh, I've been to America. I've been to New York. I've been to Florida." Yeah. You know, my typical response to that is, "Oh, you know, I've been to Europe before. I've been to London. I've been to Portugal." You know, like, have I been to Europe? Really? Does that, you know?
Does it cover all bases?
Yeah, well, you know, I can't really say that I've been to America if I've only been to one or two.
But what's the most American state?
Well, I mean, I guess America is the sum of its parts, right? We can't say one is more American than the other.
Yeah. But is there some... is there one state where you can sort of... just sort of everything in... Like, not everything, obviously, but a little bit of New York and a little bit of Texas and a little bit of...
When you say New York, it has to be New York City,
okay,
right? You can't say Chicago is New York because they're very different things, right?
The state thing, so.
We can't even. We have to listen to some music, but America, a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
From where do you hail, good Gabriel?
Oh, well, so
I am Gabe.
My father's. Yes, that's me. No, my
good old Gib. Sorry.
That's
I
okay.
just had to.
Good old.
All right.
No, it's okay. My part of my family is Norwegian, so my father's side, and so that's a good reason why I'm here.
Yeah.
Represent.
Represent. Well, you can introduce the next song, actually.
So I've been really getting into this guy named Andrew Bird, and he does a lot to play around with music and as an artist, and so I hope you, the listener, enjoy.
Yeah. Here we go. And that was Andrew Bird.
Indeed.
Yeah. One of those deceptive ends there.
Bird is such a nice, like, name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Andrew Bird, I imagine, is an American, and we have an American in the studio, and we...
Very appropriate.
Yeah. We discovered we had a lot of fuel to the question, what is it like to be an American? Now, we should probably cover our business. What state are you from?
So I think I mentioned this earlier, but Missouri. So if you don't know where that is, it's right in the middle.
Yeah,
you know,
and slap
dab. Yeah, and so you
smack in the middle, actually.
Yeah, you drive, you know, 15, 20 hours in any direction, and you're still not at any border of the wow. of America, right? You know, coming to Norway, I've seen the ocean three, four times in my life. You know, including all, you know, all my time in
wow.
Norway as one time.
Really?
Yeah. No. Again, we don't get out.
Yeah.
You poor soul.
Yeah. Holy
oh
shit!
God,
that
yeah.
sounds awful. Oh, sorry, you had a question, Tiki.
I did, but no, because I can't do it yet.
You can't do it yet.
Can't do it yet.
We have to cover more bases.
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. We have to come into the subject of food, so you have to sort of get into
all right,
that.
So what's your favorite food?
No.
Okay. Well.
No. I was wondering. Okay. So I know. No. What is like the most Missouri thing to eat?
Oh God. You're gonna really think this is awful.
No, probably not.
The first thing,
like,
I'm
a really gross person.
Oh no, this is gonna be exceptionally gross.
Okay.
Like the first thing that comes to mind. That comes to mind
yeah.
is the
Let's
traditional fairground snack.
Yeah.
The deep fried Twinkie.
Oh my God! I heard about this. Oh. I heard about this. Yeah. I have, because the Twinkies is that like a candy. No?
It's a loaf thing with cream in it.
Yeah, I think
oh
Torstein's definitely. Yeah, no.
That sounds amazing.
No, it's not.
It's horrible.
It's like you're biting into styrofoam that just is a little too soggy.
Mm. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, so.
Okay, so, no, I have an actual. Okay, I have a question
yeah?
about food for America. Because I've seen it in TV shows.
You've seen the food.
Mike saw it on
Driver's
The Wire
dive-ins and
last
dives.
Night. So it's like it's you know, seafood and then corn and then lots of other things and it's just
talking about jambalaya
on a table and it's put on a table with like a paper cloth and everyone's like eating from it. I feel like that's like a dish.
Sounds like you're describing paella.
No, it's not paella. So there's no rice, I think. There's just like seafood, like...
Yeah, where are you going to get seafood from in Missouri?
Well,
we don't. I mean, it's
frozen. It's been frozen for several days.
Because I'm wondering where this come from and what it is, because it looks amazing. It's just like a big... like. Everyone's eating from this table and what is really interesting, there's no plates, there's just like the tablecloth is paper and then you put all like the seafood and like I think that's corn and it's just like all bits.
Yeah, no, so
sounds
so
alien to me.
From your description okay. that'd be a deep south kind of dish.
Okay, cool.
So
cool.
You know, go down to Louisiana or you know, southern Mississippi or something like that. And you know, that's sort of what you'll get. But that's from your description. Again, I am no expert. I'm American, but I am no expert.
I love that this is turning to like a food quiz. Like, where can you get the best donut in America, do you think?
We mentioned it shortly in
No.
You were going to answer it.
That's just such a deep question. I don't
know.
Like,
right?
I've come to love the donuts in my city, Columbia, Missouri. Shout out.
Yeah. Have you noticed there's just no good donuts in Norway?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. But I think more to the point, there's no good Mexican food in Norway.
I have a
That's
place
probably
for you.
True.
I have a place for you.
Oh, we have to stop this
gastro. I know.
Yeah.
This food show. This food podcast.
But we mentioned it shortly in the start. There's a wonderful little story about an American couple that wanted to vacate in Scandinavia, and they really want to like see the mountains and go skiing, and so they went to Denmark.
Great idea.
Basically familiar with that geography will attest there are not many mountains there. But on the point... New York is not America, and Los Angeles is not America.
Correct.
I guess it's a better discussion to have what Missouri is. What is like the identity tied up in? Are there any Missourian celebrities, for example?
Well, you know, if you're familiar with your history or presidential history, Harry Truman, the one who dropped the bomb, was a Missourian.
Oh,
you know, first and only Missouri president. Yeah.
And blue collar president. as well.
Yes. Although you know, his history, his personal history, is not one that we're particularly fond of. he was tied up in the Klan at one point, you know, and so you know, so if that gives you any sort of reference point of what Missouri is like, we're not the most. I think to put it in perspective, whenever Texas does something, we try to out Texas. You know?
Do you have the Mall of America, or am I thinking of some other state?
You're thinking of Kansas.
Okay.
I think.
Kansas.
Well, that.
Kansas.
We're not going to get into Mall of America.
Again, I'm no expert. I don't mall. That's not my thing back home.
Okay, yeah. Boutiques, that's your shit.
Yes, I'm more of a thread, and I like to knit my own clothes.
Well, music is my shit. We should play some. This is Friendship with the Got Me Feeling So Good. Sunny day and a good cup of coffee. So, dear listener, you're listening to We Must Perish, which is the English title of this program.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And here in We Must Perish, we're going to do something that... we usually don't do, because we've had a letter, and I think I'm going to read that aloud, because we don't have many fans, hi mom.
Oh god.
And so...
That's just the silent majority.
Silent majority. That's what she got. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I like that explanation. But, well, somebody sent something in, and so I thought I'd do them the courtesy. Anticipating the America broadcast, someone sent something in, I think I'm going to read it. It's from the offices of Rev, which I think is Reverend.
Yeah.
Reverend. ODT Jacksum. So it's Jacksum. Yeah. Anyways, if you blasphemous secular no God love and heathens are going to do America, let me define freedom for y'all. Y apostrophe A L L. What's that?
Y'all.
Y'all.
You all.
Okay. Y'all. Y'all.
Which is, oh my God, you didn't know that. You uncultured swine. Mm. Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm more accustomed to the British vernacular anyways.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
The inferior of the two.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll read the rest of it. What is freedom? You snooty European says you got freedom, but you ain't got American freedom.
Amen.
American freedom is the true freedom. Amen.
Amen.
American freedom, hallelujah, is the freedom to fuck up and never learn from your mistakes.
Amen.
American freedom is to live in blind ignorance and then blame the rest of the world for your shortcomings. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's to sacrifice everything on the altar of privatization and for this reason have the highest rate of maternal mortality in the industrialized world. And still say Obamacare is a tool of the devil. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
American freedom is having the world's most expensive military and the world's biggest stockpile of nuclear armaments. And still call yourself the land of the brave. Praise be.
May the Lord open.
Yes, I said the land of the brave. Brave men and women who own the vast majority of global private firearms and are still unable to understand why they have the vast majority of mass shootings. Praise be!
Amen.
Amen.
Under his eye.
American freedom. Having a land built on ethnic genocide and the slavery of minorities and constantly trying to avoid that fact. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Wow.
American freedom. The freedom from objectivity to say what I believe is more important than what happens to be true. American freedom. To have a democracy dominated by moneyed interests, but still say we are the greatest democracy in the world. Brothers and sisters, I believe in American freedom. I got a bit carried away there. Sorry for that.
Wow,
that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, some pretty damning words there from ODT Jacksum.
Good old.
Yeah.
Jackson.
So weird that I knew that we were going to do an America program. But yeah, that was his two cents on the issue, I suppose. Would you concur? Or?
Well, no. Okay.
Hard time
no,
for he him
said,
now.
Everything he said was true.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think one of the things that many people don't really understand is that there's an unfortunate reasoning for all of it. And it's a logical, coherent reasoning as well.
Let's hear it.
Oh, well, no, that's a lot longer than this program. Oh, okay.
I thought it was
like one example.
Two sentences. Okay.
No. Yeah, what was the worst thing you reacted in ODT Jackson's letter?
It's mostly just how you read it.
But that I affected a reverend.
Oh, it was something.
It was something. Okay, so no comment on you.
I think he's speechless, to be honest.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with with everything. The America is hypocrisy. Quite. By and large, but at the same time, that's part of the equation. That's not the whole thing.
That's how they roll.
Yeah. Well, you can't just like sum it up, roll it in a blanket, and call it that. It's. Where you see one thing, you see plenty of other things in the opposite direction.
Complicated country.
Yeah, it's big. It's
can't
big.
Even.
Yeah.
Can't even.
Can't even.
I guess that's the old national slogan of the United States of A. Well, what better song to play than the Star Spangled Banner? Being an American abroad is, as far as I've understood, quite the stressing way of life these days. will you attest to that, Gabe?
Yeah, I'll say to a certain extent, yes, that's true, because everybody has this image of, what America is, and it sort of follows who our president is.
Yeah.
Talking about the elephant in the room. Yeah.
Yeah. We might as well,
get him on the table.
Yeah. Get him. A talk on it. Because, thing is, as you said, it is very unproductive to think you can define a country like America in the neat little bundle with clear rules of cause and effect and so on.
Yeah.
The letter from ODT Jackson, while it is not true, it is wildly oversimplified. But the way in which American politics work, the states have some freedom on their own, and then there is some policy which is regulated by the federal government, which I'm guessing many people don't really realize living in European democracies. But there is one point in which the president and the federal government has all power, and that is foreign policy.
Correct.
Yes. I remember like a lot of Americans said, why the hell do you care about who our president is? It's not a matter of consequence. But for some countries, it really is.
Yes.
But what do you think about the sitting president, Gabe?
I don't like him. I think, to say it the nice way, I do not like him.
How would you say it in a bad way? Because he said it in a nice way.
I guess it changes the ratings of the show, how for intended audiences. No.
Come on, then.
In my mind, he's a fucking lunatic.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah,
there we go.
Ding, ding, ding. Lovely. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, that's hardly...
No, but, when Obama was president, I'm sure if you brought a conservative onto the show, they would say the exact same thing.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I've never met American conservatives abroad.
They don't go abroad. Well, I can't say that, but many of them don't just usually go far abroad, I should say.
Mm. The slight fact that 82% of Americans don't have a passport,
That is so weird.
Yeah,
don't you think? Having a passport is like being like, how can I say? Like that is,
it's part of your citizenship in a way.
Yeah,
like, it's
a must. Yeah. You have it now from when you're born, don't you?
Yeah,
like really? Before you could just hop on your dad's passport, like be like co something, but now you have to. Yeah, you could actually, but now you have to have your own. And everyone sort of just have it, as you say. Yeah. It's such a big part of you.
That's really interesting, because my response to 82% of Americans not having a passport, my response is, well, why would they?
Because it's a vast country.
Yeah, and on top of that, getting a passport's expensive.
What?
Of course it is. Come on, it's America, mate.
No, so
they're gonna have to get something for it, don't they?
That's weird. Well, also the fact that you have to register to vote.
Well, it was $132, so it's not like going out of my way really expensive. Still. But you know, if I'm wanting to travel outside the country, and a lot of people when they get a passport, from my understanding, it's like there's one trip in particular that they get a passport for.
Yeah.
At least in the U.S., right? Mm. And so if that trip is worth, you know, $132 plus the plane ticket, right? So we have what, 4 or 5 different airlines, major airlines in the U.S. that'll actually take you outside of the U.S. And so it costs a lot of money to fly and to leave.
Oh, so, that's so weird. But well, politics. You're not a fan of it.
Oh, no. I would say individuals. I'm not a fan of people, but I will go out of my way to defend the American model every now and then.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
That's a conversation we're not going to go into. No. Then we'll be talking about
it'll be a longer program if we do.
But what do you think of, should we say, the general direction the country is moving in?
I think it's an irresponsible and quite frankly ridiculous direction that we're going towards, but it's not necessarily something that I don't think anybody could have not predicted.
Are you waiting for something to just sort of crack and then it'll be okay again? Like, are you beyond hope now? Are you thinking, okay, it might be okay some like soon now something will happen and it'll just turn around?
Republicans will take responsibility.
Yeah, no, that's never
going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. No. Just something really
I guess we're all just waiting for something at this point, you know. The I think as far as American politics is concerned, and this is where the US is, I think, you know, uniquely different compared to the rest of the world, is that we have to look at American politics on a left-right spectrum that's not based on economics.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's based on social issues. That's why somebody could say that Hillary Clinton is far left when economically and policy-wise and everything else, she occupies...
Or in the European spectrum, she's an anarchist.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this moderate right position economically, you know. So it's all based on social issues, which is why, you know, the American left, like the legitimate left, as we might call it in Norway, has been completely eviscerated, right? You know, because if you can occupy the leftward space socially as a party, you don't have to go to the left economically, and so that's why there's no room for an American left whatsoever.
Yeah, we could have talked about this for hours and hours.
No, I know. I apologize for bringing it up.
No, it's quite all right. But, well, we'll have some music. This is Melina and Late Villain with the song Hey Kids.
Hva sier du, Jokke? Er den nye kongen en bombedroide med en statsoverhode her?
Nei, det er ikke akkurat det, da. Nei.
Hva sier du, Jokke? Er sint oppløsning av knæskår et alternativ til terapi?
Nei, det er ikke akkurat det, da. Nei.
Hva mener du, Jokke? Er organisert vold den beste måten å styre radioen på?
Nei, det er ikke akkurat det, da. Nei.
Norway's best jingle there. We doing this now. This is our alternative, I don't know what you call that in English, spalte? Segment.
Segment. It's a good word.
Yeah, it's a segment we have every week in which we try to find alternatives to whatever we're discussing.
How's it going there, Torstein?
Yeah, I'm falling apart, aren't I?
Yeah. It's too hot.
It's all right.
Well, basically, me and Sigri are going to spin our heads round, come up with a good alternative.
I'm just looking at my... Like, I'm seeing myself spinning my head 180 degrees around. Like one of those exorcists.
Yeah, exorcists. Yeah, Linda Blair.
Yeah,
and so you're going to be judge, jury, and executioner on...
Oh, boy.
What is the best alternative and the worst one?
That you present?
Yes.
All right.
And, well, you could also find a fitting punishment for the worst one. We don't congratulate winners.
You congratulate losers, is
no, that? No, we punish losers.
Oh, that's, okay. That's
the ethos that we're operating under. We... fucking Christ.
Come on then. Go on then.
My alternative is a bit out there. It's a bit obtuse. Well, not obtuse. Abstract. But I propose, because United States of America, the name of the country is just explaining that it's a bunch of states that happens to be in America. I find it a bit lacking. But mine is even more abstract because...
Let's hear it.
A big old bunch of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
big old bunch of people. What do you call it?
The acronym.
Yeah. What would that be?
B-O-B-P.
No, B-O-B.
Anyways, the abstract nature of the country makes it hard to define, and so big old bunch of people. So jovial and so abstract that it, I think it fits the bill. What do you think about it?
Yes, it's there.
Terrible.
We're big. The country's
as usual, Torstein. The
people.
Freely weak.
No, but I would like to have a different point of reference to whether or not big old bunch of people will stand the test.
So my alternative.
Yeah, what's yours then?
Because
mine sucks
so bad. mine is okay. So here it goes: land of plenty, but not enough.
Tosha, I'm so sorry, but you lost.
Question.
You've absolutely lost that one. Yeah.
That's a statement. That's not a name.
No, like land of plenty, like, but not enough.
Like you're building an argument, not naming something.
It's the name. It's a new name for America. That's what it is. I'm telling
you.
So
enough.
Land of plenty. LOP. But not enough.
So the thing is, how it would be, it would be like land of plenty. when they announce it, it'd be like land of plenty, but not enough.
Okay.
It'd be like a string of like
in parentheses, like, not enough in parentheses. Okay.
Or just like a wind. Like,
well, I was gonna ask you, Gabe, who won, but
I'm sorry.
Might as well make it official.
And yes, well, Torstein, big old bunch of people is a loser, and I condemn
it. Damn it!
I condemn it. I condemn it to 40 years of eating nothing but deep fried Twinkie.
Okay,
that's a really good punishment.
Jesus Christ, that's gonna be horrible.
Well done. Oh. 40 years, did you say?
40 years.
Okay,
so
you'd be quite old then, eating and your Twinkies. Possibly quite dead.
Quite dead.
Quite dead.
Brilliant.
Did you have an alternative?
No, I don't have one off
you
the top.
You just stick
of
with
my,
the old, don't just, you?
Yeah,
old sport.
Sport. Is this the 1920s?
Great. What's it? Old sport. Well, listen to some music. This is Jefferson Airplane with Somebody to Love. Not the Queen Love song, but whatever.
Celui qui se transforme en bête se délivre de la douleur d'être un homme.
When the truth is found to be lies.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to report that we are done.
Coming to an end.
Yeah, which is so weird because we covered almost nothing.
Yeah.
Because America is so vast.
Yeah.
Land of plenty, but not enough.
So it's a land of plenty, but we did not have enough
time.
It's
very fitting.
It's just so fitting.
Yeah.
Can I just refer to that?
Yeah, self-congratulate yourself further. Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, you try to do something in the U.S., but you just never can.
Yeah.
Never end up doing anything.
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, you try to do Obamacare, but it never really ends up doing anything.
Not doing it.
Too
just can't even.
If we were to summarize the broadcast... what have you talked about and what have we learned? Any insights, Sigrid?
I have learned that my dish that I was wondering about is most likely from the South, which I'm very interested in.
It sounds like jambalaya.
Yeah, jambalaya is what I was thinking as well.
Jambalaya.
Okay, whether I'm not going into that further. And then we talked about states that if you've been to just New York and Florida, you haven't really been or lived.
You can't say you've been, you know America at least. I'm guessing you're going to live there for most of your life, but you're still going to end up a foreigner for most of it.
Yeah.
Or you're thinking about skipping the boat or?
No.
Jumping ship.
No ship. You know, you jump and it's land still. There's no ship to jump.
Well, metaphorically.
As many faults as there are in the U.S., I do love my country. You know,
I love that you had to just say that, like on no, on the program, like.
Yes. Disclaimer, I don't hate the U.S. Yes. FBI, please don't find me.
Well, I
and that you haven't... Okay, yeah. So can I just refer again? That you haven't actually seen, like, you've seen the sea how many times in your life?
Like three or four times.
That is so weird. Fuck off. Yeah.
That's the weirdest fact, man. I've never lived not on the coast.
Same.
So it's so weird to me that... hypothetically, the land extends in every direction. I'd feel ironically trapped. Yeah.
Ah, same.
So weird.
So trapped.
If I know there's like a wall of non-admission, well, i.e. the ocean, I feel like safer than if I know there's land everywhere. Because in that situation, I'd feel trapped. That's paradoxical. Anyways.
Oh, no, not at all. You should come join me on a road trip through the Great Plains sometime. It's so wide open. You can see quite literally for hundreds of miles to the horizon.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of this, and it just looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah, no, it feels claustrophobic. It's so wide open.
Yeah.
Well, would you want to make an attempt at summarizing this broadcast?
I would say we tried to get to something, but ended up saying a lot of things. You know,
we said a lot of things,
but we got really
land
nowhere.
Of plenty, but no.
Is there anything we like Norwegians can learn? I guess from your American perspective.
I guess to be on a little bit more of a serious note, but the U.S.
Great stuff.
Yes, U.S. is big, and you can't necessarily say that it's like this or like that, and that one part is peak United States of America, whereas another part is not. You know, it all kind of is. It's the sum of its parts, and we can't really
undefinable.
Yeah, it's not definable.
Well, yeah, well, I guess that's as good summarization, conclusion as any. Thank you for listening, dear listener. This has been We Must Perish. My name is Torstein. You've also heard the voice of
Sigrid Geisen.
And our fantastic guest,
Gabriel Calvin.
Calvin, yes. Calvinistic. Have a wonderful day, dear listener. And I'm not sure if I'll see you next week. Well, talk to you next week. But, have a good one.